This is HPR episode 2529 entitled, What's in My Podcatcher, and is part of the series, Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by first-time host Book William, and is about 10 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, listing of podcasts I listen to.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Bookworm doing my initial contribution back to the community. Just wanted to kind of get my feet wet, figure out the process, and introduce myself a little bit. So I thought the best way to do that would be to do a What's in My Podcatcher. And I guess I'll just do alphabetical order, and I'm going to run through them pretty quick. I know that some of y'all are familiar with some of these because I've heard other people do this series and they mentioned some of them are on my list. First up is Bad Voltage. Bad Voltage is a combination of British and American. I think the American on the show is an expat. Linux news, current events around computers and PC world, cell phones, etc. Up next is Command Line Heroes. This is a relatively new podcast sponsored by Red Hat. A lot of historical information about the development of computers, computer technology, DevOps, things of that nature. Some history, some current events. Third one is Critical Hit. This is a long-running Dungeons & Dragons real-time play in a custom world, and they do seasons. In their off-season, they do continue to release episodes, but they play other games during the off-season. Currently, they're playing Urban Shadows. Sounded like an interesting concept, but I quickly lost interest in the story, so I'll pick it back up when that series ends. Up next is Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. Loving that series. Great in-depth looks at individual history events, especially battles and turning point battles in countries' histories. Followed also by Dan Carlin's Hardcore History Addendum. Just little short episodes that might have an interview or a book author or an excerpt from a book or some other single point that he couldn't fit otherwise into the Hardcore History episodes. I missed one. Huh. Common Sense with Dan Carlin. This one he's admitted is going a little bit infrequent. So I don't know how often that one's going to be updating, nor does he at this point. Deep Energy is back on track. Deep Energy is music for sleep, meditation, and prayer. I believe that's what it says. Sleep, meditation. It doesn't say. But original music by the artist, released free of charge under, I believe, the Creative Commons license. Up next is the Dunecast, also another relatively new podcast. Went on hiatus for about 8 months, released a new episode at the first of the year. They're going in order through all of the Dune books, interviewing people that are involved in the Dune universe. Next up is Floss Weekly. This one is from the Twit Network. It's free Linux open source software. They do reviews of software, in-depth interviews, and how-tos with the creators of the software. Next up is Geek Rant, formerly known as Everyday Linux. Three guys get together every day or once a week and talk about life in the digital age. Right now they're undergoing a format change, which is kind of interesting, where on the first week they do one type, the second week they do another type. 1 week in a month they'll release, they'll do, like, I think if a month has 5 weeks, they're going to do listener feedback in that fifth one. So a couple of times a year they'll do listener feedback. Or they might do book and movie reviews in one, or they might do technology reviews in another. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting way to develop a different format. Up next is Going Linux. Great podcast for new Linux users, and you can occasionally, as an experienced user, get a good helpful tip or two out of it as well. Next up is Groove Electric, Downloadable Soul. DJ Steve Boyett, also a sci-fi and fantasy author, good books, by the way, does 1 hour long dance and tech music about every other week. Up next is Hacker Public Radio. Don't need to describe that one. Followed by Jobsessed by Monster. Jobsite Monster.com has sponsored a fairly irregular podcast. The most recent one was 5 months ago. How to be happy at work. But nevertheless, when it does release, there's always something useful that you can glean from the podcast. Followed by Late Night Linux. And that one is the one that was formerly the Linux Luddites that regrouped, changed a couple of members around, and started doing Late Night Linux. Up next is Linux Action News. This is from Jupiter Broadcasting, kind of a replacement for the Linux Action Show, short format weekly. Next up is Linux Unplugged, also from the Jupiter Broadcasting Network, and followed by the Linux Voice podcast, which I understand is currently on hiatus. And although I understand from rumors that they are possibly reformatting, renaming, and coming back out in a new form soon, because that was based on a magazine, and the magazine got bought, and now the guys are trying to figure out what they're going to do with the podcast. Up next is the Linux Lugcast, free and open source virtual lug, meets on the first and third Fridays of the month. I believe all comers are welcome, although I've never had a chance to join in. My schedule just never quite works out. Followed by No Guts, No Galaxy. This is a Mech Warrior and Battletech podcast. One of my all-time favorites, although they also, it seems, have fallen into irregular release. They do tend to release at least once every other month, but always full of good, useful information about upcoming updates to Mech Warrior Online, new Mech Warrior games, and the new Battletech game that's just been released. Next up is Paul's Security Weekly. Just what it says, internet computer security weekly hour format. Sometimes it can go a little long to 2 hours format podcast. Followed by 2600 Off the Hook podcast. This one is actually kind of interesting. It's actually a radio show in New York City on station WBAI. They record their show on a weekly basis and release it the following day as a podcast. They tend to be a little bit more political and current events and social as far as computing and computer networking and that kind of situation goes. Next up is the Sans Internet Storm Center Daily Network podcast. 15 minutes every morning. It's like your morning news while you're getting ready. One that I look forward to every day. Next up is another one from the Twit Network. This one is Security Now. Great weekly podcast, typically running in at somewhere around hour and a half to 2 hours. Next up, another one from Jupiter Broadcasting, Tech Talk Today. This one he's doing just a brief season of, and going to be like another two or three episodes, and then it's going to go on hiatus until the next time he needs to bring it out of the closet, I guess. Followed by Third World Linux. This one, I'm afraid, has bit the dust, but they are still managing to release an occasional update, but the most recent one was about 3 months ago. But it was two guys in the Philippines talking about, you know, basically life in the Philippines being Linux users in that environment. Followed by User Error, another one from Jupiter Broadcasting that seems to be on hiatus while he's doing the Tech Talk Today podcast. Last but not least, welcome to Night Vale, theater of the mind with a twist for the odd. So like Lake Wobegon set in the Twilight Zone, the best way to describe it. It's really well done, professionally produced. If you see something, say nothing, and drink to forget. Well, that's all I've got. Hope I didn't bore anybody to tears. And I hope to be doing some more podcasts on other topics in the not-too-distant future. Thanks again. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.